It's Edward Goldman with Our Dog on KCRW. Yes, I know. Living on the west side and complaining about hot weather is not cool, so let's make the best of it. On any day, when the temperature climbs to the upper 80s, I escape to the museums. Thank God for their air conditioning and plenty of cool art. On Saturday, I drove to the Getty. At the moment I got on the Santa Monica Freeway, I noticed that the Christopher Columbus Highway sign had been vandalized. The name Columbus had been spray-painted over. You are probably aware that similar actions took place around the country recently to protest the celebration of Columbus, who is blamed for the extermination of native population throughout the Americas and the introductions of the slave trade. The last thing I expected upon entering the Getty Museum was to see a similar sign of protest. I was looking at the 14th century Italian altarpiece depicting scenes from the Christ's Passion. The condition of the work was surprisingly perfect, in spite of its age, with one exception. In the scene showing Pontius Pilate condemning Jesus to death, the faces of Pontius and the Roman soldier holding Jesus captive are scratched out. Obviously, in the 14th century it was a sign of passionate religious protest. But now, 7 centuries later, this scratching comes across as artistic vandalism. I ended my visit to the Getty Museum by saying hello to one of my favorite paintings there, a self-portrait by Jan Rembrandt, laughing so contagiously. Sunday turned out to be an even hotter day, so I escaped to LACMA to revisit 2 blockbuster exhibitions there that I've seen already several times. Come on, would you say no to another glass of champagne? Sparkling with the color, energy, and theatrical drama, Carlos Almora's Car Crashes on Freeways, instead of scaring you, draw you closer to the canvas to enjoy his every wild brushstroke. Another LACMA exhibition with a recreation of Marc Chagall's set designs and costumes for several opera and ballet productions makes you want to sing and dance along with the mannequins, looking so happy, so crazy. And yesterday, I decided to honor Labor Day with a labor of love. I drove to the downtown art district to have a glimpse of the new Institute for Contemporary Art, Los Angeles. It's scheduled to open this weekend, but director Elsa Longhauser walked me through the last-minute preparations for its opening. This new impressive space, designed by Kulapat Yantrasast of Y Architecture, is twice as big as the Santa Monica Museum of Art, which closed 2 years ago and has been reincarnated across town as Institute of Contemporary Art, Los Angeles. The museum's inaugural exhibition tells the fascinating story of Mexican artist Martin Ramirez, who was, for the right or wrong reason, diagnosed as a schizophrenic and spent several decades in American mental hospitals. The art that he managed to create during this time is both heartbreaking and fascinating. You have to see it to believe it. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk, KCRW.